Graham. So I know that I don't look like a baton twirler because I'm not. I'm here representing my daughter. She is currently performing with the middle school band. So I'm wearing her signature color and hope to speak well on her behalf. So I am here to represent not just my daughter, but all baton twirlers in the Marshall School District who want to be treated equally in participation with the marching band. As recently as 2015, when my older daughter was in school, twirlers were allowed to participate as full members, performing and competing in all band activities. Now my younger daughter, Ella, has been told she cannot compete with the band, even though other auxiliaries, namely flag twirlers, are allowed to compete with the band at band day events. Initially, we were told by Marshall staff that the reason for this is that baton twirlers are not scored at competitions. We were told that she could twirl at home games and in parades, but she would have to be a member of the band, learn an instrument, and at competitions march with her instrument rather than baton. Ella has fulfilled her end of the obligation. She took up clarinet. She convinced her twin brother to take up the trumpet. Those were instruments that we were told were needed by the band. Subsequently to that, we have learned that this is not the case, however. We've been told by a dozen different contest organizers that baton is allowed at band competitions, that they are scored as auxiliary, the same as the flag twirlers who go. And this is Carrollton, Macon, Smith Cotton, all the schools around us who host band days tell us that the baton is more than welcome and that they would be scored with the auxiliary. Next, we were told that the district didn't have anyone who could add twirlers to the marching routine. That the routine would be set and there would not be anybody with the expertise to do this. Fortunately for us, Amanda's coach is her sister, who is here in attendance. She is also the UCM baton coordinator. She coordinates the marching routine for the UCM Marching Mules. That's a D2 NCAA school, all right? And so that's an opportunity for our twirlers here in Marshall to learn from and work with a Division II college twirler who's taken it to the next level and done that. Now, when we offered that service, we were told that Amanda could not work with the students because she's an outsider. That's a strange concept to us because she is an MHS alumna and a registered substitute who has worked with students in the classroom this academic year. All right, so I don't know how much more in you have to be to not be an outsider, but it feels like she should be there. District officials also told us that they didn't want to make a special exception for one student. We were asking specifically for my daughter, but there are other twirlers in the district, and we want this opportunity for anyone who wants to twirl. It's not just for our daughter, but for all twirlers. The idea that twirling is a dying art, sometimes you hear that, oh, nobody twirls anymore, it's a dying art. That is not true, that is a misconception. Some of you may have seen America's Got Talent last season the 16. Joel Claudio, a twirler, was there, twirled baton on America's Got Talent. There are three twirlers at Meeker Middle School right now who auditioned for the talent show this spring. All right, so it's not just that one. There are thousands of twirlers across the country. They compete every weekend. Ella won earlier in March. She is now the Miss Majorette of Missouri, age 13 to 15. She will go to Notre Dame this summer to represent the state of Missouri in the national championships. Now, aside from the competitions, there are two twirling groups here in Marshall, one run by my daughter, one run by Robin Christie. It's been around a lot longer. Between the two of them, there are 31 twirlers currently in Marshall. They range in age from kindergarten up through middle school. So this would be a continuing group of young people who would come into the twirling program. Twirling is popular in Marshall. Marshall Featurettes Twirling Group took first place in the 2021 Marshall Christmas Parade. They beat every other entry in the parade. So, in short, I am asking the board to live up to the commitments it made in adopting the district's strategic plan. The mission statement included there reads, "We educate and empower every student, every chance, every day. We feel that twirlers should have the same chance to compete as other band auxiliary members." Goal one of the strategic plan calls for Marshall Public Schools to maintain safe and supportive environment that contributes to the confidence of all students. Restoring twirling to the band program will help accomplish this goal. Goal 3 says the Marshall Public Schools will encourage the involvement of all students, families, school employees, and taxpayers. Allowing twirlers to compete will allow for greater student involvement, and taxpayers of the district have told us that they want this. We put an online poll up. It's almost up to 300 signatures right now. It's less than a week. We're up to 300. I've made some posts on Facebook, almost unanimous support for twirlers coming back. I've heard from twirlers from the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, all saying we love twirling. We want to see it come back to Marshall High School. All right, goal 4 says Marshall schools will be physically responsible and taxpayer, fiscally responsible with taxpayer money. Adding twirlers costs nothing. We already have a band program, it's already there. Amanda has volunteered her time for free. There's zero cost involved to the district. If you say yes, we can have twirlers next season, ready to go at no cost. It is a free program that the public likes. You don't get much better than that.
Thank you for your comments tonight, Mr. Post. And I just want you to know I allowed you to go a little bit longer and finish.
Thank you.
And the board will be discussing this later on, and you will surely hear something from the district at some level. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah.